So the writer is trying to show that there isn't one superior offering than another. Perhaps we could suggest that the difference could be in the attitude of the heart. The text is putting forward the fact that Abel's offering is of a higher standard, i.e. the firstborn and the fat. I.e. Abel gave the best. We can also see that both offerings are similar to the future requirements of what is known as the Mosaic laws, the laws of Moses. Exodus 13:11-13, it says, "After the Lord brings you to the land of the Canaanites and gives it to you as he promised an oath to you and your forefathers, you are to give over to the Lord the first offsprings of every womb. All the firstborn males of livestock belong to the Lord." This can be similar to what is being offered there. Exodus 23 says, "Celebrate the feast of the harvest with the first fruit of the crops you sow in your field." Similar to what is offered in this passage here. The way the Hebrew is translated can conjure up the idea that Abel honoured God as Lord with his offering, and Cain just brought his offering. However, whatever the conclusion we may come to, we have God favouring one offering and the other offering he doesn't favour. What is the result of this? Cain becomes angrier and angrier and is warned that if he chooses the right path, he will be accepted. And if not, sin is knocking at the door, at his door. Cain chooses to allow his heart to become hard. Resentment comes in, and he ultimately takes his brother's life. We see in verse 9, God asks him, "Where is his brother?" Cain is almost flippant and says, "Is he his brother's keeper?" His heart is totally hard. Cain suffered the consequences, and yet God, in his mercy, sets a mark on Cain. Scripture isn't specific on what the mark actually was. But on one side, we know that Cain is branded as a murderer, and on the other, God's hand is protecting him from those who may do him harm. And through generations, we see that sin repeats itself through Lamech, boasting of murder in verses 23, which refers to the sins of the father revisited on the generations from Numbers 14:17-19. That's Numbers 14:17-19. What can we learn from this passage? A Jewish man we know says that the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible shows a vengeful God, and the New Testament is sort of a watered-down version of who God actually is. And yet, in this passage, we see a compassionate God. He cares about the death of Abel, and yet shows mercy to his brother Cain. He doesn't strike Cain down, but he protects him from harm. God gives man free will choice. We are not robotic machines which are being programmed to believe in a certain way, to think in a certain way. God gives us all free will choice. There is going God's way, which is being in the safety, if you like, his tabernacle, and going of the way of the world. I'm not suggesting that leads to murdering our brother or sister, but we won't have that shalom, that peace that God wants us to walk in. And we all have a choice to go God's way and not our way. We can ask ourselves as believers, how is our hearts? We can think, oh well, we haven't murdered anyone like Cain did. But we know that Christ said that if you get so angry at your brother, you have committed murder in your heart. Cain was bitter towards his brother Abel because God favored Abel's offering more than he did Cain's. God looked at Abel's offering with favor, but he didn't cast Cain aside because he didn't look at Cain's offering in the same light. It wasn't for Cain to question God, as God is God and man is man. We can't understand God's ways. Jewish people tried to. I remember at my bar mitzvah many years ago, I was given a book on the Jewish question of why, which relates to laws and more regulations. And I couldn't get to grips with it then, and I probably couldn't get to grips with it now, because there's so many things in there, how to understand why God gives this and why God gives that. Isaiah 55 verses 9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my way higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It's impossible to understand God. We know that in Romans 9:21, Paul writes, "Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" Cain had no right to be envious of his brother. If he would have shown happiness for his brother, he would have closed the door to that bitterness in her life, that bitter root. We were once ministering to someone, a believer, and they couldn't get that bitter root out of their heart. It's our choice. We can live a life of victory or choose to live in a state of hanks, and we will still go to heaven if we've made Christ our Saviour, but we won't have that peace on earth. God won't love us less, but he wants us to have full relationship with him. Are we in a state of total surrender to God? Are we in a state of total surrendering to him? Cain was given the choice in verses 6 to 7. He could have surrendered those anger, those hurts, that jealousy to God. He didn't. He allowed bitterness to take root. I'm not a gardener, but once I tried to dig up some weeds, and no matter how many times I dug up those weeds, they were impossible to get rid of. You had to get rid of that root. Sometimes we need to root out the things which are making our walk with God difficult. Hebrews 12:15 says, "See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." We need to be careful and ask ourselves, what is the bitter root in our lives? What is holding us back from our walk with God? Cain was not willing to allow God to root out that bitterness in him. Are we willing to allow God to root out that bitterness in us? God sees our heart like he saw Cain's heart. We can't hide anything from God. He knows us more than we know ourselves. We know that Christ on the cross suffered so we could be free, so we don't have to go away from God's presence as Cain did. We can't try to fathom God as he is God. This passage, as said earlier, gives a small insight of human nature, but it also shows the mercy of the Almighty. If there is unforgiveness in us, bitterness, anger, unresolved anger, let us lay it down and hand it over and trust God with all our heart and believe that God is able to do amazing things in our life. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." If we don't allow God to root out those character traits in our lives, then our walk with him is going to be difficult. We need to trust that he is able to do these things in our lives. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it takes forgiveness of that person who has hurt us. Sometimes we just need to lay every single burden down. Every single burden down. And give it over and hand it over to God. Let us do that today. Anything that's on our mind, any worries, any fears, any hurts from family members maybe, but anything that we are not able to handle, let us give it to Jesus today, because he's able to heal us inside out, and he is able to take every burden off our shoulders. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you, Jesus, that your Son died for us. And we thank you that, looking at that passage, we can see the way the bitterness works in our lives if we don't allow it to be removed, that it eats away at us. And we just ask, Lord, that any bitterness or any hurts that we have, we're able to just remove that and hand it over. And we thank you, Lord, for your Son, that you died for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.